From wherever you may be listening, welcome to our weekly conversation. Rick Limpert, ricklimpert.info, wirelesswednesday.live. It's your pal Sully. And Rick, I guess we are going to dive right in to our topic this week because we're going to be talking about pools and, more importantly, pool safety a little bit.
Yeah, maybe it's the midsummer, Sully. We've all been to the pool hopefully a few times, and maybe it's a little time to remind ourselves kind of to stay safe at the pools because, you know, each year there's thousands of unintentional drownings that happen at pools. We all have a pool in our neighborhood or maybe near our house, so it's good to get these friendly reminders about staying safe.
Indeed, and we are going to talk about some technology and some things surrounding pools. But yes, with it being as hot as it is, people want to get right into the pool and get cool. But there's some important things that we need to remember when we do go to the pool to make sure that nothing bad happens to both us and to those around us.
Yeah, just a quick few tips. I'll put them in the show notes. Don't swim alone. You know, have an adult person watching kids. You know, learn how to swim. Teach your kids how to swim. Very important. Stay away from the drains in the pools. They're dangerous. And, you know, pools should have a fence or, you know, some sort of protection around them so people can't just wander in and fall into a pool. So tips that we all should know and abide by.
And certainly we talk about pools and lakes when we're talking about where we live here in the metro Atlanta area. But for those who listen who might be near the ocean, you know all too well that current, that undertow, have to be extra careful out there in that body of water as well.
Yeah, that undertow, follow the signs if you're swimming out in bodies of water and the flags that they've posted. That's always a good tip to stay safe.
You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. And now for some technology and some gadgets surrounding the pool that we might be able to use. How about this pool safety pack?
Yeah, I got one of these. And this has been in use for in our household this summer when my wife's been going to the pool. So we all have cords and electrical cords, charging cords for our phones. And this comes with some products that keep our cords safe. So a cord dome for power strips, the Max, it will protect your large cords near a pool, and the Cord Protect for our regular cords that we use with our phones, tablets, laptops, etc. Helps the whole family stay safe by protecting our cords from electrocution or from just these cords, you know, destroying them because they get wet. So heavy-grade plastic, the pool safety pack, this is a no-brainer for protecting cords at the pool.
Do we yet have a computer or mobile device that we can use underwater, Rick?
Yeah. For years I've had a waterproof tablet. I've had waterproof phones you can use, take pictures underwater with. You know, they're kind of a specialty product, but they're out there.
All right, we're going to talk next about something that I'm going to have to pronounce very carefully, Rick. These are called ah soles, and these are for your feet, not what you call that person who just cut you off in traffic.
Yeah, AHH soles is these kind of slippers, I guess you'd call them flip-flops. And, you know, you don't want to run around the pool. It's slippery around the pool. These have a gripping bottom to them. They give you extra traction, won't slip or slide. So these are great to wear around pools or places where it's wet to prevent those slips and falls that tend to happen.
I do like the name. I think that's going to get people talking. Ah soles, AHHSOLES. Is this going to conflict with your Crocs endorsement?
No, these complement the Crocs. So the Crocs also are good for, you know, not slipping around the pool, but the bottoms on my Crocs tend to wear out and get slippery a little quicker. So plus your feet breathe a little better in the soles. So give them a try.
All right. Well, maybe we can, next time somebody gets in front of me in traffic, I'm going to try and call them that instead of something else. All right.
You call them a flip-flop then, I guess.
All right. Let's talk about the BioKey Touch Locks. These have a number of different uses, but the pool is just one of them.
Yeah, these are Bluetooth or fingerprint enabled smart lock. We all could use these. Great price point, $40 to $50. So great for traveling. They'll open with your fingerprint or smartphone. And perfect for pool lockers. We all put our valuables and certain articles of clothing in those pool lockers. You want to have your own little safe padlock with it. And the BioKey Touch Locks are perfect for this because you don't have to worry about having a key or a combination.
And they come in a number of different colors, Rick. You can really take your pick from just about anything. And they really are quite attractive looking.
Yeah, they work on. They make a model for just about everything. They make bike locks. They make luggage TSA approved locks. So I'm really high on this company, bio-key.com.
All right, let's finally talk about the Bambino Mio swim diapers. I knew we were going to end up talking about this at some point.
I hate to talk about this, but our pool's been closed on a couple occasions because the little kids did not wear the swim diapers. So this is why I'm including this. It's one of my pet peeves. So if you have a little kid, make sure they're in the swim diapers in the pool. Bambino Mio makes these, along with other products that are in the realm as well. So simple to use, disposable, easy on, easy off, and they will prevent your pool from getting shut down because of babies not being wearing the proper diapers in the pool.
Maybe the parents who bring their kids to the pool without them, we could get them a pair of soles.
No, I think they should have to wear an adult diaper out in public if they let their kids swim without the kids' diapers. So, like I said, a pet peeve of mine, it ruins the pool experience for the whole subdivision or the development. So use common sense like everything else.
Well, it is this really warm weekend here in Atlanta. Heat index way up high. We're encouraging everybody to just stay hydrated, make sure you drink enough water. Don't do too much strenuous activity outdoors. That's not what people are going to be doing down at the BB&T Open, where you're going to be spending the next several days, Rick. Tell us a little bit about the BB&T, your involvement. Of course, you're a fixture down there, but it's always an exciting time in Atlanta for tennis.
Yeah, because Atlanta is such a big tennis town. I'm the media director here at the BB&T. We have the top men's tennis players in the world for the next 9 days. We'll be playing down here. It's going to be hot. Like you said, hydrate, wear sun protection. If you're coming down, wear a hat. But the tennis is really enjoyable. The stadium is shaded more this year, which is great. And I think it's going to be a great week. Hopefully the weather is good. This is the kind of week you want a little cloud cover, Sully. But hope you come down again this year, so.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. And, of course, you got a great couple of restaurants to choose from down there. Among my favorite, Meehan's. You can't beat the fish and chips at Meehan's.
That's good. And I know you probably used to have fun back in the day at an Irish pub. So I know you've toned down a little bit. But the food there is good. And they have good sweet tea at that Meehan's, too, which I kind of like.
You are just a well-traveled guy, Rick. You know everything about everything, you know?
So hey, I know a little about everything.
There's a movie theater at Atlantic Station, of course. Will you be checking out the new blockbuster this year? I guess it's just open this weekend, Valerian.
No, I won't have time to check out much of anything other than the Starbucks and the Media Center down here, Sully. So if anyone wants to catch me, Starbucks, Media Center, that's where I'll be.
Well, that's a long commute over to the Starbucks on the other side of the Atlantic Station. You're going to have to send one of your helpers over there for it.
The Media Center, we're in the 12 Hotel, and there's a Starbucks right in the 12 Hotel. So literally, it's about a 30-step commute for me to the Starbucks.
Wow, that is the place to be. Who knows if you will ever return to your climbs of North Metro.
This is a highlight of the year for me, so, except for talking with you.
Well, I know you enjoy it, Rick, and I hope you have a great time, and hope folks check out the BB&T Open. How can they get tickets?
BBTAtlantaOpen.com. That's where they are. Come on out.
Awesome. We'll see you there. Thank you, Rick.
See you, sir.